Harvey Weinstein says he's innocent, denies Gwyneth Paltrow rape allegation in jailhouse interview. By Paul Bois on May 20, 2025. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has claimed he was wrongfully convicted in a rare jailhouse interview. Weinstein, who was convicted in 2020 and 2022 of committing a criminal sexual act in the first degree, third degree rape, and rape, delivered his first lengthy on-camera interview since the allegations against him were published in the New York Times in 2017, claiming that he only cheated on his wife and never forced himself on a woman. "I hurt my family. I hurt my friends. I cheated on my wife. And that was a mistake, you know, a terrible mistake," Weinstein told right-wing commentator Candace Owens. "But I did not commit these crimes. I swear that before God, and the people watching now, and on my family." Weinstein admitted to being a verbally abusive boss, which he says stemmed from the pressure of his work. "Oh, I was not a good boss," he admitted. "I was tough and I was demanding, and I should have been better at it, but I wasn't. I had a temper. You know, I just should have controlled myself better. And the pressures of that work was my excuse for the cheating." Weinstein said the allegations of sexual assault from actress Gwyneth Paltrow was a complete fabrication and that he didn't touch her. "She thought the relationship was abusive. Anybody who was there, who witnessed that relationship with Paltrow, it just turned into total friends," Weinstein said. "There's pictures of her hugging me when I was sick and in the hospital and didn't think I was gonna make it in 1999. Gwyneth, at the Golden Globes, said, "Bomber, we miss you." She got up and made a speech about me. Nobody asked her to do that. In her Academy speech, she thanks me. He also said that he paid actress Rose McGowan $100,000 to stay silent about a sexual encounter at the Sundance Film Festival to avoid litigation and buy peace. "I settled with Rose McGowan," he said. "I gave her $100,000, you know, to say, just don't tell my wife, don't get me in trouble." The former producer claimed that he has supporters in the film industry who are terrified to come forward and speak publicly for fear of being canceled. He also claimed to have been providing notes to his screenwriter and producer friends to help improve their movies. "I have friends who are still in the industry who slip me their screenplays and ask me for notes," Weinstein said. "You know, can I do something for it? Can I help? Can I improve it? And I just give them my honest thoughts. So I'm not doing anything for me, but I'm doing things for others." The full interview with Candace Owens will air on YouTube on Tuesday. In March, attorney Gloria Allred, who represents some of Weinstein's more than 80 accusers, dismissed the producer's interview with an Owens, noting that he has repeatedly refused to testify under oath. "I think that what really matters at this point is the evidence that will be admitted in his next criminal trial," said Gloria Allred. "My guess is that the only evidence that may be explosive would be his testimony if Mr. Weinstein decided to testify under oath and subjected himself to cross-examination by the prosecution. Given that he has not taken the witness stand in his last two criminal trials in New York and California, I am doubtful that he will choose to testify this time." According to Variety, Weinstein is currently on trial in New York and charged with two counts of committing a criminal sexual act in the first degree and one count of third-degree rape. The charges stem from accusations by former model Kaia Sokola, former TV production assistant Miriam Haley and former aspiring actor Jessica Mann. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.